Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Julie, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Good. Out Rockford way, but I don't think Rockford is in Boone County, is it?
It is not. Nope. Rockford is Winnebago. Boone County is just east of Winnebago County.
Yeah. So you are our far northwest exurbs in the city of Chicago, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Are there commuters? Do people come in from Boone County into the city or vice versa? Does it go that way?
Yeah, absolutely. We have quite a few commuters that head that direction.
Don't know if they're doing that these days, but I know it's pretty easy to jump on the highway. Is that the Northwest Highway that goes out that way and heads over to Boone County? Yeah. So you've been county clerk there for how long then?
I've been county clerk here for 3 years. I was appointed in 2017. Our previous county clerk was retiring, and then I won my election in 18 and going strong.
So we were noticing here how it was for people in Chicago voting, some folks standing in line for 10 minutes, some of them for 3 hours. What was it? Were they voting in person in Boone County yesterday?
Right, yes. Actually, we've averaged about 170 voters a day, and for Boone County, that's quite a lot. We normally at this time maybe have 30, 40 voters in a day, so we're doing quite a bit extra. People, though, usually don't have to wait more than, I think the longest we've had a line was about an hour.
How many polling places do you have? How many places can people vote at right now?
For early voting, just one. We're a smaller population county, so we only have one location, and that's my office. So we're clerk and recorder, so we have a lot going on in our office here.
Yeah, wow. See, in Chicago, it's a couple weeks now, they've been able to vote at one super site, and mm-hmm. now 50 places yesterday, and people were standing in line. And I asked the county clerk of Cook County, I said, are you encouraged or discouraged by the fact that there's these long lines? And she said she was encouraged. What's your reaction to long lines?
Yeah, absolutely. It is an encouragement to see that people are wanting to come out and vote, because that's really important to our democracy. But I think people should be prepared for a line, just simply because we're having to do a lot of things in place to keep people social distanced. So even if 10 people are in line, it's still going to look a little bit longer, and we're a little bit more limited on how many people we can have in at one time voting, because we have to have our polling booths, you know, stationed several feet apart. So it is definitely an encouragement to see the numbers, and we've been encouraging our voters to vote early, vote by mail, and then, of course, to show up on Election Day.
Do you prioritize those? Like, at the end of the day, I want my vote to count, and I want it to count mm-hmm. on Election Day. Maybe mm-hmm. it's counted the next day. I guess I'm okay with that. But would you say, what's the surest way for that vote to get counted? Is one way more likely or probable than another?
No, absolutely. All the voters, whether they vote by mail, vote early, or vote in person on Election Day, those votes are tabulated the same way. But the one thing that I strongly suggest, when people vote by mail, what we're seeing come back when people are walking their ballots into the office, several people are not following the directions that are included in there to get that turned in, and that can keep their vote from being properly counted in a timely manner. We give them all notice that that has been done incorrectly so that they can correct that so we can get that vote counted.
Like what? What would be the mistake?
A lot of people are forgetting to sign the certification. And if you don't sign, we can't compare signatures before we can open that secrecy envelope that has your ballot in it.
What's
so
right
we want to make sure those signatures match before we can even open that. And if there's no signature, then we need to notify that voter that they need to come in or send us back a letter with their signature so that we know that we can go ahead and compare signatures to get that vote counted.
It's always like that with stuff like this, isn't it?
I mean,
and you know,
yes.
and I think all of us are once in a while guilty of it, where they go, no, we told you to do it this way. And then somebody goes, I can't believe I forgot to do it this way. It doesn't make them morons. It doesn't make them, you know, senile.
Exactly.
It just, people make mistakes sometimes. If you get enough
yes.
folks doing something, somebody's going to get it wrong, and it could be you.
Yes, and we get excited because we have our ballot and we want to vote. And so sometimes we get a little bit of ahead of ourselves and we forget to read those instructions first, and we just want to get right to it and get it done. But it's very important to read those instructions first.
And in Cook County, this is just my experience, my envelope said, how long have you lived in this residence? Blank months, blank years. I had to figure that out. Then I had to, I think I wrote my name and signed my name. And then somewhere along the way, maybe when I was requesting the ballot, I gave them my email address. Is your sort of setup similar?
It is similar. We ask them, the whole purpose of that is just to make sure that you've resided at that residence for more than 30 days. And a lot of times our instructions and our certification are based on statute. And so sometimes maybe we need to take a look at that and say, okay, how can we word that a little bit better so people understand why?
Yeah.
But pretty much if you've received a ballot in the mail, we've already figured out that you've lived there for more than 30 days. So that's a big part of that. But yes, our certifications are very similar, that they have to mark that and then they have to date and sign their name.
Maybe you've got a question or a comment. 312-981-7200. Sounds like Julie knows her stuff. 312-981-7200. I wish in the case of Cook County, they would have just said, if that's the reason they're asking, simply yes or no, have you lived here more than 30 days? By statute, we need to know, or something like that, because it looks weird and it looks complicated for some people. I mean, some of us aren't signing them, let alone remembering exactly how many months, and you're worried if you get that number wrong, are you in trouble? Wherever you are, a lot of these rules are kind of the same. I don't know what it's like in Boone County, you know, in the northwest of Chicago, but in the city of Chicago, Julie, people are really anxious right now. They applied for a mail-in ballot, and they still don't have one. Are you guys hearing that in Boone County as well?
Well, actually, not quite as much. I know Winnebago, the county clerk, and I have been discussing that same thing. First of all, the ballots were not able to be even mailed out until starting September 24th. And so a lot of ballots have been sent out in batches. And I know in Boone County, every day we're sending more ballots out.
Still.
And we usually ask for them to allow about 7 to 10 days to get there.
Still. So, I mean, even in Boone County, much less densely populated than Cook or Chicago area, you have not sent out all of the ballots yet?
Oh, no. All the ones that have been requested have been sent, yes. They started September 24th, right. And so every day we've been sending out ballots as they've been requested. And so we've not had any issues about people calling and saying, nope, I absolutely have not received it when it's been more than 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
So we're not having that issue. And I know for a fact our post office, even in Harvard and then in Belvedere, they've actually been getting us mail that I was surprised that we received. They didn't have a stamp on it. They didn't have a return address on it. They didn't have even my address as the going-to address. And they're figuring out if it says election official mail, they're getting it to us anyway.
Well, for me, and I know a lot of people like me in Cook County, I did not have to put a stamp on my ballot. In Boone County, do you?
They do. Yeah, so some counties, depending on the county, some have the postage prepaid and then others do not.
Yeah, I guess ideally you wouldn't have to pay. But then the conundrum for some people is, okay, but maybe if it's prepaid, it's going to go at the freight rate and go slower. And if you want to make sure it gets through and gets through quicker, then you go ahead and put a 50-cent stamp on there. What do you make of that strategy?
Well, we actually have to put on all of our mail, whether we're sending a ballot or that envelope that the ballot is being returned in, it all says official election mail. And official election mail is automatically treated as first class.
I'm really glad you said that. I didn't realize that, but I think that is what you would hope. But I have not heard someone say that yet. I know plenty of 20-somethings who have moved in with their parents recently. So I wonder what happens to their address issue, either if they're doing that mail-in ballot thing and it says if you lived here 30 days, or if, you know, where do they vote and does this change their voting?
It does a little bit. What we want to make sure that people, even if they've moved within the last 30 days, they can actually still go back to that polling location that they were at before and can vote there. If it's been more than the 30-day mark, then what they need to do is hop online and register and change their address online. So the State Board of Elections has a great online registration process. It's very easy, and then it's sent automatically to each county for whatever that address is. So they want to make sure they do that. The trick, though, is that ends October 18th. After that, the only way that you can possibly vote and register, you have to do it at the same time, and it's called grace period registration. So you would need to do that in person for wherever the locations are designated for that county. You would go, right. You would register and vote at the exact same time.
If you do that, I guess if you go online, then when you write in on that envelope, you'll go ahead and put, I've only lived here 25 days or whatever it is, but at least it'll match the new records online then, right?
Yes, and they can also request their vote by mail ballot that way as well.
But if you vote in person, then none of this is an issue anyway, is it?
If you go to a polling location on election day and you have moved more than 30 days, it does cause an issue, and you have to grace period register and vote at that time. So that just depends on where the location is for that county. For Boone County, the only location to grace period register and vote is my office. So if they're on election day, they've moved past 30 days, and they need to change their registration, they need to come to my office to do that.
Hey, Becky, you had a question for Julie. You're on WGN. How can we help you?
Yes, I just wanted to know, I've sealed up my ballot and I've signed the outside, but you've brought up a lot of questions, and I'm wondering if I opened up this envelope, and does that invalidate it if I want to recheck what I did?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is a really good question. One that we're asked frequently. So in order for an election authority to receive that, it does need to be sealed. If you want to open it and just check it, make sure that you've done everything correctly, you'll need to reseal everything, and it would be best for Boone County, at least this is what we've been telling people, go ahead and just initial and, you know, write even a little bit of a note that says, you know, initial, and then I opened this up to double check, I've resealed it, and then you can seal it, send it back in. That's not going to prevent your vote from being counted.
Okay, good. Good to know.
What an interesting question. What would you think if I cut open it and then scotch tape the front down? This sounds like a silly question, but I guess it's the same principle. I want to get back in there and look, but then I'll initial it, and they'll compare that initial or signature to the official signature. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Exactly, yes. And we've had a number of them come in that way.
How about that? George, you're on WGN. What was your question for Julie? You're on the air.
Hi.
Good morning.
We have we have both ballots completed, and we use the marker to mark in our votes. And after doing so, I noticed that there is a bleed through on the opposite side.
Okay, hold on. Let's let her jump in there. Julie, we get this question here too. What do you say about that?
Yes. So every county, again, is going to be a little bit different about this because of the equipment that they use. So in Boone County, we use equipment that only can read a ballpoint pen. And we have that in our instructions, use a black ballpoint pen. Some equipment can accommodate a felt tip or a somewhat of a marker, but if it bleeds through, that's where it's going to be a problem, and the ballot machine is not going to be able to read that. So at that point, you would need to contact your election authority and let them know this is what's happened and find out how they want to handle that with you. More than likely, they're going to have you. What Boone would do is we would have you have to return that and what we call a spoiled ballot. And oftentimes we have that in person where somebody has incorrectly marked something and they want to spoil their ballot and receive a new ballot. So what you do is just contact your election authority, let them know that you need to spoil this one. That election authority needs to receive that one first, and then they can issue another one, whether that's by mail or to have you early vote or to do that in your polling location. You could do it at either three of those things.
Okay, I'm going to cut it off there. We're out of time, but we got a call similar to that earlier from Cook County, and they said essentially the same thing, that yes, mm-hmm. that matters, and you should tend to that, and you should contact your local authority and then figure out what's the best way to, she didn't use the word spoiled ballot, but that's what she was talking about. So Boone and Cook sound very similar in their advice. Julie, delightful to talk to you. Our best to everybody in the northwest area of the Chicagoland, and hopefully folks will get out and vote, and all the votes will be counted.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on.
Julie Stapler is the Boone County Clerk.